VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China over the weekend. At least 26 firefighters have died, 4 are missing, according to state media reports on Monday. The fire broke out Saturday in the Muli County of Sichuan Province, an altitude of more than 4,000 meters, with poor transport and communication links. Nearly 700 firefighters were putting out the fire by Sunday afternoon, but 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for the woman said Monday that his client has pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. The woman was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th, when his term is due to end. This is VOA News. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, Volodymyr Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday. He got about 30% of the votes. The incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, got about 16%. They both needed a majority, a margin, that is, of more than 50% for an outright victory. An Israeli watchdog says it has found fake social media accounts promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the lead-up to national elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration is taking more steps to try to stop what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A whistleblower from inside the White House has told Congress that senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. The whistleblower is named Tricia Newbold. She's an 18-year veteran of the security clearance process under both Republican and Democratic presidents. She said the officials cleared for security credentials after career employees recommended they be denied include two current unnamed senior White House officials, government contractors, and other staff aides working for the office of President Trump. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.